The arrest yesterday of an executive at the EAC Alaska Native Corporation subsidiary, EAC Tech, and two Army Corps of Engineer employees has some members of Congress clamoring for hearings and has Alaska's delegation worried about the fallout. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
EAC Technologies' parent company, EAC Corporation, fired Harold Babb Tuesday after finding out he'd been charged with conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. He's accused, along with the two Army Corps employees and one of their sons, of padding government contract invoices to the tune of $20 million. The men used the money to buy cars, property, and luxury items. EAC Tech had a five-year, billion-dollar contract with the government for information technology and software. It got the contract through the Small Business Administration's 8A program, which gives advantages to Alaska Native corporations so their shareholders can benefit. Massachusetts Democratic Representative Ed Markey says Congress should hold an investigative hearing to get to the bottom of how the Army Corps employees and the Alaska Native Corporation executive were able to bilk the system for millions of dollars.
There are some serious allegations. I think it's important for us to have a hearing here in Washington so that we can understand the charges and understand the implications of what all of this means for the state of Alaska and for our country.
Markey says he wants to see what internal controls EAC Tech had in place to protect against illegal activities and whether steeper protections are needed. Markey is the top Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee, which has purview over Alaska Native issues. But Congressman Don Young chairs the Native Affairs Subcommittee and is fighting Markey's push for a hearing. Young spokesman Luke Miller says the congressman believes four bad apples shouldn't overshadow the success of the contracting program. But Markey's not the only member of Congress pushing to investigate. The top Democrat on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which oversees the Army Corps of Engineers, is also calling to dig into what happened. New York Representative Tim Bishop wants to know how the scheme could go on for years and be so extensive. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and the rest of the state's delegation have fought to protect the benefits Alaska Native companies get through the Small Business Administration. She calls the scandal deeply troubling and says it's a setback.
This gives fodder to all those who have been trying to paint all ANCs with a bad brush. They can now say, see, I told you so.
The Small Business Administration tightened regulations for the 8A program earlier this year. Murkowski says she wants to know if the new regs would prevent such a theft and cover-up now.
Did these guys think that they were so far above a system that they were not going to get caught? Or was the system really that porous that nobody was checking? And this is where we want to know that the changes that have been put in place with the SBA regs really would help to ensure that nothing like this could possibly happen.
Senator Mark Begich's press secretary, Julie Haskett, emphasized that the EAC Tech employee is allegedly corrupt not because of the corporation's participation in the SBA program. Haskett says Senator Begich wants proper oversight rather than what he calls a showboat political hearing. On Thursday morning, the four accused go before a magistrate judge to ask to be let out on bail. But prosecutors say the charges are too serious and want them held until trial. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.